7:33 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Got a couple local issues I want to chat with Roger Simon about. So, Roger.
Known as Old Hickory now.
Oh, well, look, you've been here long enough.
Yeah.
compared to some of the candidates.
I think I'm going to run for governor because, if you do a syllogism, they're all running for just lower offices. Now that I've been almost 4 years, I should be able to run for governor.
Well, you got three more years to wait because, according to the Constitution, you have to be here for 7 years.
Well, okay.
But you could run for state senate.
Yeah, all right. We'll see.
You could run for the U.S. House.
I was at the state senate yesterday looking down at them and from the balcony. And, Jack, if you're still listening, you have more hair than I do.
Hey, it's interesting. So you went down there doing a little research for your great book, Southbound Train, coming up. I can't wait to read that.
Well, I can't wait to write it.
I do want to say...
There's a great comment about that.
Tell me.
From Dorothy Parker, who made great comments about everything.
Okay, now tell our listeners who Dorothy Parker was.
Absolutely brilliant, wild woman of the 1920s, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, she wrote a lot of great stuff. She said, it's lousy to write, but great to have written.
Exactly. I can emphasize with that.
Yeah.
By the way... when you go to the Tennessee General Assembly and you look at what the state Senate is like versus what the House of Representatives is like, these are two totally different animals, aren't they?
No doubt.
You got the staid state Senate where, it's all calm and under control. And then you go over to, because there's 33 members there.
Yeah.
And it looks almost like an old-fashioned club, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That chamber.
Yeah.
Then you go to the House of Representatives, and it's like, it's wild.
It wasn't in session when I was there.
But it's got that feel to it.
Oh, yeah, you can tell from the structure.
This is why we have a bicameral state legislature and a bicameral United States legislature. Only one state has a unicameral state legislature, and that is Nebraska. I was watching Benjamin Franklin wanted a unicameral legislation. I watched the PBS little special on Ben Franklin. Interestingly enough, that was one of his ideas that I think was a mistake.
Yeah,
the unicameral thing, bad.
I'm for the bicameral.
Bicameral was good. You have to have the impulses of the Democratic populism of the House, a little bit more constraint of the Senate. That's a good check and balance, I think. So, anyways, so your book is in progress.
Yes.
And it'll be kind of fun to watch. There is an interesting example, I suppose. Now, this might be something to look at in your book. So the Tennessee Titans want a new stadium because, the stadium built and brought in by taxpayer bonds in 1999, here 23 years later, just isn't good enough for them. They want a bigger, better one. They want a dome stadium. They say they're going to spend $2 billion. Now, it's in Los Angeles, they built a $5 billion SoFi stadium entirely privately funded. That's not the model they want to build here. They want basically the Titans family. Amy Adams Strunk, who is the majority owner right now, the daughter of Bud Adams, says they'll put up $700 million. They want the state to do a bond of $500 million. And then somehow the city, which is virtually bankrupt, has a decrepit water system that's 100 years old, has unfunded liabilities all over the place, and a disastrous underperforming public school system. They want the city to come up with $700 or $800 million.
I think it's ridiculous. I agree with you. And, for another reason, I think this is a big tourist city. And what the people come here for is not necessarily Titans games. I mean, Titans games are fun. I go myself. I'm a Titans fan. But what they come here for is the music.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 4 years I've lived here, I've watched the deterioration of the area. Not the music. The music's great. The area around the honky-tonks.
Mm-hmm.
It's more dangerous to be down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's dirtier. There's more homeless. That area should be money should be spent because it's a unique thing in the world, not only the United States.
It is the epitome of American popular musical culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right there, the origin of it.
The fact that the new African-American Music Museum is there is great. Country Music Museum, great. All of these things, there's nothing like it in the whole planet.
Yeah.
And that should be the shining light of Nashville.
There are a lot of NFL stadiums around. Right?
Well,
a lot of publicly funded stadiums around.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
The other thing is, we got a huge traffic problem. I mean, just last night, a couple of nights ago, I tried to go downtown, or even when I went, as we were saying, to watch the Senate. I got downtown in 10 minutes, and then it took me 15 minutes to go three blocks. And this is not...
If you want to avoid traffic, I have the answer to avoiding traffic. Are
helicopter.
You ready? No. Leave your house at 4:15 in the morning.
Oh, well,
that'll do it.
Listen, I admire you as a broadcaster, but I don't admire your hours.
Now, one of the arguments brought forward, and we wanted to kind of analyze this, is... And this was a similar argument that was brought up when the first bond offering and the city involvement of it, the state bond and then the city financing of the original stadium that still exists, Nissan Stadium, that they're planning. The governor at the time, Mayor Bredesen, made the argument that, well, this would be good for K-12 public education. There would be some money coming out of it. Now, if you look at any measurement of the performance of Metro Nashville Public Schools since 1999, I don't think you can make an arrow that can go that far down as such an arrow. I mean,
it's a national trend to be fair to them, but it's a national trend that should be going the other way, and they should be. But I'm one of those people that doesn't think education improves with money spent on it.
No,
there.
If you want to fix education, I can tell you what to do. Allow choice for parents. Number one, abolish the teachers' unions.
Yep.
And number three, abolish the Department of Education. Don't take a penny, not a dime, not one thin dime of federal money. That is what will fix it. Right.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with you on all of that. And the other thing is, for Nissan Stadium, if it's now getting aged from being built in 1999, it's no Vatican. Why not just spruce it up?
Here's what their argument is. You ready? It was not properly constructed because there was too much concrete, and not enough steel in it, and it can't be it can't be spruced up properly. Now, that's an argument that says you didn't build it right the first time, it would seem to me. But...
Well, it does, but I don't even believe it.
Okay.
I'm sure that on certain levels it can be spruced up. And the other thing that I find is that the food there is mediocre.
Well, every stadium food is pretty much mediocre.
Well, no, there are some places.
Where?
Indian Wells Tennis.
Oh, but the Roger, the tennis guys, they're a little higher up.
They have sushi bars.
They have wine bars, right. They don't have beer and brats,
Beer and brats are great. Now, but they can be better beer and brats. You could really...
All right.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff can be... Everything can be gussied up.
So
anyway.
the argument I've seen, we had Speaker of the House, Cam Sexton, Speaker of the Tennessee House, Cam Sexton, by the way, who's done a really, really good job on a number of things this year, particularly the way that he handled the redistricting issue in the House of Representatives. I think he's done a very, very good job on that. He's in essence, they've created a state where the House of Representatives is likely to go, U.S. House, from a 7-2 Republican-Democrat district to 8-1.
Woman.
And do so and not likely have a challenge legally. So that's a great job. But he did say that some of the sales tax that would come out of this would benefit K-12 public education. We talked to J.C. Bowman, the director of, this is our lead story at the Tennessee Star. He says, not sure that will really generate a lot of income for schools. And You'll have to read the story to get
I'll
the
read
detail.
It, but, you know, that comes around to what we were just talking about. Is money the real reason the schools are not good?
The answer is no.
The answer is no.
The answer is no. One of my missions in life, Roger, is to get the Tennessee General Assembly to acknowledge that and take the very first step to abolish teachers' unions.
A good mission.
Right now, I probably have 0 out of 33 state senators who would agree with me on that, and 0 out of 99.
I think you might have a few.
Might have more?
Yeah, I think having walked around and talked to a few senators yesterday.
I need to have them next session step up and sponsor a bill to that effect.
Well, that's going to be
now
harder.
Now, that's going to be harder, isn't it?
All right.
Hey, when we come back, Roger Simon will join us for News Potpourri. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.